Nolte, disgraced New York Times chief Mark Thompson to head CNN. By John Nolte on August 30, 2023. Far-left CNN has yet another new chief in the form of the disgraced Mark Thompson, who comes from the far-left New York Times and his previous role as a BBC executive during the Jimmy Savile child abuse scandal. Meet the new boss. Thompson is another example of how holding the correct politics can protect you from anything and everything. While Thompson was a BBC executive, one of the BBC's biggest stars, the now-deceased Jimmy Savile, was abusing a countless number of children. My former colleague Larry O'Connor reported for Breitbart in 2014. When New York Times CEO Mark Thompson was director general of the BBC, he looked the other way as reports of rampant and insidious child abuse began to emerge about one of the network's biggest stars, Jimmy Savile. The scandal erupted after a BBC program cancelled an investigation they were conducting on the BBC star's activities dating back to the late 1960s. In November of 2013, the same New York Times that hired Thompson reported, emphasis added. Mr. Thompson has said he knew nothing of the Savile investigation before it was cancelled by the editor of the BBC's Newsnight program. As for what he knew afterward, his statements have evolved. He first said he was unaware of the investigation, but then acknowledged he was subsequently told of its cancellation by a reporter at a cocktail party. He said while he may have formed an impression about possible areas of a Savile investigation, including his charity work, he was unaware of child sexual abuse accusations. 10 years later, with these large corporate and media institutions openly embracing child grooming, it makes sense that everyone shrugged this off. Thompson's latest specialty is guiding legacy media outlets through the digital age, which is CNN's only hope. There's no way a network as hateful and dishonest as CNN can survive as a TV network or streaming service on the merit of advertising revenue and streaming subscriptions. Within 10 years, regardless of what this new guy does, it's hard to imagine CNN as anything other than an add-on to Max, formerly HBO Max, that no one will watch. Even far-left Variety can't spin this one. It is unclear if Thompson will be any more successful than his predecessors. CNN is projected to see its subscriber base drop in 2024 to 66.3 million from 70.3 million in 2023, according to data from Kagan, a market research unit of S&P Global Intelligence. Revenue from its cable and satellite distributors is seen falling to $1.032 billion, compared with $1.048 billion in 2023. Advertising revenue, however, is expected to be buoyed by the 2024 presidential election and increased to $576.1 million, compared with $562.6 million in 2023. By subscriber base drop, Variety means cable/satellite TV subscribers where CNN comes with a package. The devastating collapse of CNN's streaming service, CNN Plus, proves no one is interested in subscribing directly to CNN. But the rigged cable game, where Americans pay for dozens of channels they never watch, and those unpopular channels still receive a hunk of everyone's monthly cable bill, has kept CNN afloat for years. That's the first reason CNN is doomed, at least in the form of a standalone TV or streaming outlet. The second is that CNN employs the most unappealing stable of anchors ever assembled on TV, and, thus far, no one has had the moral courage to replace them. CEO after CEO only moved around the sinking outlet's deck chairs. I would be surprised to see Thompson focus all that much on salvaging the TV end. That cannot be saved without hitting the building with a symbolic meteor that kills everything, especially the toxic culture, and then replaces it with something honest and appealing. Thompson will likely focus on monetizing the website. If he's successful, CNN will become what the New York Times is now, a lucrative left-wing propaganda site that caters to its far-left base in a bubble so insulated and out of touch it has zero influence on the overall American public. When it comes to these behemoth multinational companies, pushing their fascist agenda will always take precedence over profits, decency, and truth. Decent people do not sexualize small children and propagandize for their mutilation. Decent people do not do this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. These are evil people who mean us harm. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.